Blog Talk Radio.
Not have a song to pray. Pressure filled my day, and clouds blocked my way. But there was a voice speaking to me, awaking the passion so quiet in me, in me. So still in me. Give up, no. I choose to worship right now. My mind is made up. Is that your voice calling me into that secret place with thee? My heart is longing for this moment with thee. I choose to worship. Do I have anybody in here tonight that chooses to worship? I know sometimes it gets bad. I just can't lay here and give up. I choose to worship. Just say it with me, come on. I choose to worship you, Lord. I choose to worship right here in the midst of everything that I'm going through, God. Tears running down my face. Don't know where to go, don't know, have nobody to talk to. But I made up my mind, I'm going to worship you. In spirit and in truth, I bless your name. I glorify you right now. I'm desperate for your presence, God. I'm coming after you. I'm a living witness. He'll hear you. Yes, he will.
Hear me. I'm gonna worship.
Come on, I need everybody in here to help me do it right now. Come on. He's healing me.
He's healing me. I'm gonna worship.
Come on, I need you to lift yourself up out of that mess that you're in right now. Come on. Some of you have been down so long. Come on, make up your mind right now.
I'm gonna
I can't
worship.
Lay here and die. I gotta seek after him. I hear his voice calling me right now.
He's healing
me. I'm coming to you broken tonight. I'm coming to you wounded tonight. I'm coming to you right now. I need your presence in my life. I'm going to worship. Yes, I am. He's healing
me. I'm going to worship.
Oh, he's healing.
I'm gonna worship
you.
I'm gonna worship.
Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on. Come on, it's got a made up mind. Come on, to bless the Lord at all times. In the midst of every test, every trial, I've made up my mind that I will bless the Lord at all times. I'm gonna worship.
I'm gonna worship.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm gonna worship. Yes, I am.
I'm gonna worship.
Come on, lift up those hands and bless his name.
I'm gonna worship.
my heart is blown for this moment with thee. I choose to worship.
Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. We welcome you to the NCCM, the 1 hour of prayer. We're New Creation Christian Ministries located at 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey, and we invite you to our Bible study on Wednesday night and our Sunday morning service at 11 o'clock a.m. where we truly worship the Lord and receive from a word from the throne of grace. Let us pray. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. Oh God, we just come to you worshiping you and glorifying your name on today because you are worthy. There is none like you, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your favor, which is upon our lives, oh God. We thank you for what you're doing in the lives of your people, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the ability to pray, Father God, to come boldly to your throne, oh God. Lord, you said, Father God, if we come to you, Father God, praying anything according to your word, oh God, we can believe that you receive and hear that word and that you will give us the thing for which we are praying, oh God. So, Lord, we don't come, Father God, throwing darts into the air, oh God, speaking empty words, oh God. But, Lord, we come, Father God, communing with you, oh God, communicating with you, oh God, giving you our prayer requests, giving you the petitions of our heart, letting you know, oh God, Lord, that we love you, that we worship you, that we praise you, that we give ourselves away, oh God, that you will have your mercy, that you will have your grace, that you will have your way in our lives. Let your will be done in our lives, oh God, according to as it has already been established in heaven. So, Lord, we just thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. Lord, we just thank you for the ability to speak today. We thank you for the breath that we breathe, oh God, the air that we breathe. We thank you, Lord, for the movement of our limbs. We thank you, Lord, for healing in our bodies, that by your stripes, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are healed. So, Lord, we just thank you for this time that we can come together and pray, this time that we can come together as a corporate body on one accord, oh God. So, Lord, we're just coming on this hour, Father God, 1 hour of prayer, oh God. Jesus said, could we not pray for 1 hour? So we are coming for 1 hour, Lord, to give you our petitions, to pray for the nations, to pray, Father God, for those who are lost, to pray for those who are perishing, to pray, oh God, for those who are sick, those who are discouraged, oh God, those, Father God, who need strength, oh God. We pray for those on today who are looking towards heaven, knowing that heaven is where our help comes from. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your word, that your word, Father God, will not come back to you void, but it will prosper that thing for which you have sent it. Oh God, you have sent your word, and we thank you, Lord, that we can stand on your word, believing and hoping in your word, oh God, knowing, Lord, that you are able to do all things but fail, that you, Lord, do not fail. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, even as we begin, Father God, to lift up our prayer requests on today. We thank you for the ability to articulate, oh God, our prayer requests. We thank you for the ability, oh God, to breathe, the ability, Father God, to speak, the ability, oh God, to begin to come to you and have faith, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for a measure of faith that you have given to each and every one of us, oh God, that we are able to exercise that faith because we walk by faith and not by sight. You said in your word that the just shall live by faith, oh God. So, Lord, we are coming to you in faith, believing, oh God, believing in you, believing in your word, believing in your power, believing in your ability, believing that you can do all things but fail. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you are right on time, God. And, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that you know, Father God, the beginning from the end, that you are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, oh God, and everything in between, oh God. We thank you that the whole world consists, oh God, by the power of Jesus Christ, oh God, and we have power in that name that's above every other power, oh God, and that no weapon formed against us can prosper. We thank you, Lord, that we are the head and not the tail, the top and not the bottom. We thank you, Lord, that we are above and never beneath, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just throw ourselves at your mercy, oh God. We ask, Father God, that you would use us for your glory, oh God. Have your way in our lives. Lord, there are some, Father God, that need to be strengthened on today, and we just ask that you would strengthen them on today, oh God.
Give us the power, oh God. Stir up the power, oh God. Stir up the gifts, oh God, that you have put in the bellies of your people, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that you have ordained good works in advance for us to do. Lord, we come, Father God, humbly, oh God, seeking your face, knowing that when we seek you, you shall be found by us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you dwell on the inside of us and that your power is available to us, that we are not victims, oh God, but we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we praise you on today, God. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for New Creation Christian Ministries, oh God, the church that you have given me and my husband to pastor, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you are sending our sons and daughters, releasing them from the north, the south, the east, and the west, those who will be a part of this ministry, both on campus and off, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for what you're doing in this ministry, oh God, the work that you're doing in this ministry, that you, Father God, have called us to be pastors and prophets to the nations, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we receive the mandate that you have put upon our lives, oh God, and we just thank you, Lord, for the people that you are sending to this ministry, God. We thank you, Lord, for the gifts. We thank you, Lord, for the co-laborers. We thank you, Lord, for the Father God, the sowers, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for those who will hold up our arms. We thank you, Lord, for those who will pray with us, those, Father God, who will believe with us, oh God, those, Father God, who will catch the vision, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we will change the world, oh God, one life at a time, oh God, as we preach your gospel. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. We worship you. You are worthy, oh God. There is none like you, Lord. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise for what you're doing, yet doing in the earth realm. We thank you, Lord, for international ministries, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that this ministry is not contained within the building, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural exponential growth, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you add to our numbers. You said that in the book of Acts that 3,000 were added to the ministry in one day, oh God. And Lord, we know that you are able to do it, Lord. So we just thank you for increase right now, oh God, even in partnership as we go forth to do this ministry that you have called us to do, Lord. We pray, Father God, hallelujah, for increase. Supernatural increase, and Lord, that your power would permeate this ministry, oh God, that people will feel your power, that people will feel your glory, that people will feel the anointing, oh God, even when they come to the prayer lines, when they come to the noonday service, oh God, online, oh God, when they come, Father God, to the local assembly, oh God, when they come to the woman-to-woman radio broadcast, oh God, when they come to the woman-to-woman empowerment group, oh God, even when they come to my individual Facebook page, oh God, that people will feel your power, oh God, when they come to our website, oh God, that they will feel your power, feel your anointing, oh God. Allow us, Father God, to be empowered. You have given us the power, oh God, to save souls. Just the anointing is upon us, oh God, to save souls, change lives, set the captives free, oh God. So Lord, we just thank you as we come on one accord, oh God, knowing that you are able to do all things for self. So I pray, we pray for the service, the healing and deliverance service that's taking place on this upcoming Friday on April the 20th. Anoint our Apostle Matthew Tillery, coming from Rocky Mount, North Carolina, with power from on high, oh God. Word his mouth, oh God. Give him the prophetic utterance that he needs, oh God, to speak into the lives of your people. Give him the apostolic anointing, oh God, to speak over the realms, oh God, of Elizabeth, New Jersey, oh God. Even as he comes, we thank you and we know, Father God, that you're going to move in a mighty way, even during that service. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you in advance. We ask that you save souls. We ask that you change lives. We ask that you destroy yokes, oh God. We ask that, Father God, that you set the captives free even during that service in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for those on the prayer list, oh God, the home family, oh God, Constance Holmes, oh God, even in the loss of her mother, oh God. We ask that you will send comfort to her and send comfort to the Singletary and McCray family in the loss of their mother, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that to be absent from the body is to be present with you. We thank you, Lord, that we don't mourn as the world mourns, oh God, because we know, oh God, that there is a mansion prepared in heaven for us, oh God. And when our work is done here on this earth, oh God, that there is a better place. So we thank you and we praise you and we worship you. Even that death has no power, that death has no sting, oh God. But Lord, we know that their hearts are heavy on today. So we pray for them, oh God, knowing, Lord, that even though their loved ones are in a better place, oh God, that they still are heavy with missing their loved one, with missing their mother, oh God. So I pray, Father God, for the Singletary, the McCray family, and the Holmes family, oh God, as they have these families have both lost their dear beloved mother, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, even as you send peace, oh God, that surpasses all understanding to their hearts, oh God, even as you send, Father God, healing, even as you send healing to their broken heart, oh God, even as you comfort them, oh God, in the middle of the midnight hour, oh God. I just thank you, Lord, for being with them. We thank you for being with them, for walking with them through the valley of the shadow of death, for walking with them through the storm, Lord. You said that the storm would not overtake them. So, Lord, I just thank you for being with this family, even during this time, oh God, in the name of Jesus, being with these families, God. Strengthen them, oh God. Undergird them. Help them to be, continue to be, believe, oh God. Help them, oh God. I come against the plan of the enemy to destroy their faith. I come against the spirit of discouragement, the spirit of depression, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we declare, oh God, that they are more than conquerors. Even in death, they are more than conquerors, oh God, because we know that we do not die as saints, but we sleep off, oh God, and we wake up face to face with you. So I thank you, Lord, for the life of Mother Singletary. Thank you for the life of Mother Homes, oh God, and ask that you will continue to have your way, even as they have left a legacy on this earth with their daughters and with their sons, with their children, with their seed, oh God. Bless the seed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for Sister Tina Lane's mother, even as she is in the hospital right now. Lord, I thank you for supernatural healing over her life. By your stripes, we are healed. We thank you, Lord, that you had come to heal us, and that healing is the children's bread, oh God. She is your daughter, and we thank you, Lord, that healing is her rightful possession, God. That healing is her rightful possession. So, Lord, we just thank you for healing Sister Tina Lane's mother as we touch and agree on the phone lines, as we touch and agree in the chat room, as we touch and agree even in the archives, oh God. Thank you for healing this woman of God, oh God. Good to the source. Even if the doctors can't find it, Lord, you and your supernatural ability can find out what the problem is. And, Lord, I ask you to pinpoint the problem today and go into the hospital room by your spirit and begin to minister healing through your angels. Send out the angels, oh God, to begin to minister healing to this woman of God. I pray for my daughter, Kayla Simmons. We pray and lift up Kayla Simmons on you to you today. Lord, you said that every hair on her head is numbered, oh God. You said that no weapon formed against her can prosper. Not one hair will perish. So, Lord, we thank you for total restoration in her life. That you, Lord, are restoring everything that the cankerworm has stolen, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For total restoration, in the name of Jesus. Even, Lord, when the doctor says there will be none, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we don't believe the doctor's report, but we believe your report, oh God. So we thank you for total restoration. Lord, while you are healing, stop on by and see Gregory Carter, oh God. See him right now, Lord. We regulate every blood cell in the name of Jesus. We regulate every blood cell. We speak to the blood cells right now in the name of Jesus. We speak to every vital organ. We speak to, Father God, his heart, his kidneys, oh God. We speak to every blood artery, oh God. We speak to, Father God, the marrows of his bones, oh God. We speak, oh God, hallelujah, to his platelets, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we declare him healed in the name of Jesus. We declare him healed in the name of Jesus. We declare him healed in the name of Jesus, knowing that no weapon formed against him can prosper. So, Lord, you said with long life you will satisfy him because he delights himself in you, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you for our brother on today, and we thank you for healing on today. In the name of Jesus, Lord, have your way. Let your will be done, oh God. Let your will be done on earth as it has already been established in heaven, oh God. We declare, oh God, life, long life. With long life will you satisfy our brother, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Apostle Matthew Tillery's father-in-law, we lift him up on you, to you on tonight, oh God, and we speak to his vital organs, oh God. We thank you for a healthy heart. We thank you, oh God, for healthy vital organs, oh God. We speak to his lungs, and we breathe breath. We blow breath into his lungs on today, oh God, and we thank you, Lord, for supernatural exponential healing, oh God. We prophesy, oh God, to his lungs, oh God, and we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that his lungs are functioning, oh God. We believe, oh God, in the supernatural realm of healing, oh God. And we declare even in the ICU, oh God, that the angels, oh God, are ministering healing, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for your breath, your breath, your breath, your breath. We thank you. you for your breath, oh God, blowing through his lungs, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you in advance for a victory, for a praise report, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just continue to lift up those who are sick, Rashida and Keon Thomas, oh God. We speak to Rashida's heart, oh God, and we regulate her heartbeat. We unclog every artery, oh God. Lord, I come against every demonic stronghold, oh God, that might be coming against her, that is coming against this woman's life, oh God. Lord, she has given her life to you, Lord. I come against every stronghold. I break and destroy every yoke in the name of Jesus. I come against everything that's holding her in bondage. I come against every demon that might be trying to destroy her life, that is trying to destroy her life. I come against every demon on assignment to destroy her life in the name of Jesus. I cast out every demon that might be taking up residence in her body in the name of Jesus. I fill her with the fullness of the Holy Ghost right now in the name of Jesus. I fill her to capacity right now in the name of Jesus, declaring that no weapon formed against her can prevail. I come against every childhood traumatic experience that may be keeping her hostage in the name of Jesus. And I declare victory in her life right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I speak to Keon. I come against. I cut off generational curses right now in the name of Jesus. And we declare that no weapon from the spirit of his mother, from the spirit of his father that's been haunting his family, that's been haunting the lineage of his grandparents, no weapon formed against him can prosper. We declare total victory. We pray kingdom prayers on today, and we declare total victory in the lives of these two, Keon and Rashida Thomas. Every generational curse is broken. Every yoke is broken off of them and destroyed in the name of Jesus. Every yoke is destroyed right now in the name of Jesus. We pray right now for Prophet Terrell Turner, oh God, the man of God on assignment, oh God. We come against every demonic assignment against his life in the name of Jesus. Every stronghold that might be trying to set itself up against him, we come against diabetes, huh? We break off the spirit of diabetes right now in the name of Jesus. We break off the spirit of diabetes, the spirit of death right now in the name of Jesus. And we declare that he shall live and not die in the name of Jesus. We declare that he shall continue to walk forward in victory, O God, achieving every assignment that you have for his life, O God. So we just thank you right now, O God, for renewed strength, O God, for renewed vigor, O God, for renewed ability, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for Prophet Terrell Turner right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, oh God. Use them for your glory, oh God. And Lord, finally on the prayer list, oh God, we pray for Apostle Matthew Tillery, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for Dunamis. We thank you for Dunamis, oh God. We thank you for virtue, for divine virtue, oh God, flowing out and over the man of God. I anoint and appoint, my God, angels, oh God, to minister to my apostle, oh God. I send out angels on assignment, oh God. We send them out. We send them out in the name of Jesus to strengthen this man of God for his divine assignment, oh God. We come against every plan of the enemy. We cut off every plan, every satanic plan in the name of Jesus. And we declare victory over his life right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you that you are able to do everything that you have already established that you would do in this man of God's life. We declare right now that heaven is meeting earth as pertaining to Apostle Matthew Tillery in the name of Jesus. We fought the plan of Satan right now. We annihilate the plan of the enemy right now. We come against the plan of the Python spirit right now. We come against every witch and warlock on assignment and even Tri-Faith Ministry. We lift up Tri-Faith Ministry to you on today, God, and we thank you, Lord. We come against every demon, every witch, every warlock, every imp, every thing, every thing that comes against this ministry, and we declare that this ministry will continue to flourish, will continue to prosper, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for sons and daughters coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, oh God, that not one that you have assigned to these ministries, to New Creation Christian Ministries and Tri-Faith Ministries and every ministry under the apostolic covering of Apostle Matthew Tillery, not one demon, not one weapon that is formed against these ministries shall prosper. I lift up every ministry and Tri-Faith Ecumenical Membership Fellowship, oh God. I lift up every ministry under that fellowship, and we declare, oh God, victory in every ministry. We declare increase in our finances. We declare that not one member that you have assigned to these ministries will be snatched away. We declare that not one soul will be lost. We declare that not one pastor will give up. We declare, Lord, that every need is met in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you. We declare increase in finances. We declare souls being saved in the name of Jesus. We call in laborers for the harvest, oh God, declaring that your will be done, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, have your way. Have your way. Let your will be done, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you are able. You are able, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord. You said that if we come to you praying anything according to your will, oh God, that we could believe that it is done. So, Lord, we establish that these prayer requests that have been lifted up to you on today, oh God, have come through an open heaven. They have come through an open heaven, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for open heaven over this prayer line. We thank you for an open heaven, oh God, over the lives of the people who are tuned in, who are praying with me right now. We declare an open heaven over the lives of the people on the phone lines. We declare an open heaven over the lives of the people in the chat room, oh God. We declare, oh God, that it is done, oh God, as you have already established in heaven. Let your will be done, oh God, as you have already established in heaven. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you right now in the name of Jesus, that we are, even as we have lifted up these prayer requests and as we continue to pray, oh God, bless our nation, bless our president, oh God, bless this next election, oh God. Put your set man, oh God, in office, oh God. You already know who you have ordained to be in office. But in the meantime, oh God, bless President Barack Obama, oh God. Bless his wife, his children, oh God. Bless his mother-in-law. Bless the White House, oh God. Bless America. Oh God. Bless America, oh God. Turn the hearts of the people back towards heaven. Turn the hearts of the people of America, which was founded on your word, back towards heaven, oh God. We just thank you and we praise you and we consider it done. We consider it done in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We worship you, oh God. Oh Lord, we worship you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. You are worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you for my husband, oh God, Pastor Anthony Simmons, oh God. Even as he is with us, oh God, we thank you for him tuning in, oh God, and coming, Father God, to this line, oh God, even in the middle of his workday. We thank you for his life. We ask that you touch him, strengthen him, oh God. Fill him, oh God. You said that righteousness and riches are in his house, oh God. We thank you for wealth, oh God, being in his house. We thank you for wealth being in the house of prophetess Michelle Whitaker, oh God. We thank you for wealth being in the house of area code 252, oh God. We thank you for increase, supernatural increase, financial increase, oh God. We thank you for opening up the heavens and pouring out a blessing, oh God, so big that your people cannot receive it, oh God. Those who are called by your name, we thank you, Lord, that your El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, and you are providing for every need. So we release money, huh? God, we release money into the lives, into the households of your people, into the hands of your people, especially those on this prayer line today. We release money, financial increase, into the hands of your people. It is so. It is so. You said in your word that they shall prosper. It is so. You said that you delight in the prosperity of your people. It is so. So we release wealth right now into the homes, hands, hearts, ministries of your people. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. God bless you, honey. God bless you. God bless you, Pastor Anthony.
Amen. Hallelujah.
God bless you. Hallelujah. I don't know if you can pray right now.
Yes. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We thank you. for the power of prayer today, Lord. We thank you that the power of prayer is the one that tears down the enemy's camp. Lord, you told us, hallelujah, if we could pray for 1 hour, you would be faithful to us. So in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank it and count it our robbery in this hour, Lord, on a daily basis in this season, Lord. So many are going through so much, but we understand the power of prayer and the prayer of faith on today. We understand that you have given us the ability to, hallelujah, to tear down the attack and weapons of the enemy, weapons of our warfare, Lord. You said in your Bible and your word that you have blessed us to get victory in every area of life, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. So, Lord, we, hallelujah, we don't fight with guns. We don't fight with knives, and we don't fight with our hands and our fists anymore. Oh, you brought us out of the world, Lord. Many of us were brawlers, and many of us were scrappers, and many of us had our share of natural fights. But right now we are on the Lord's side, and you gave us a new way to fight, and you gave us a new way to battle, and you gave us a new way to confront the enemy. So right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, even as my wife and I agree with those on the line and those who will listen to the archives and those who will get this in the atmosphere that is conducive for healing, miracles, and deliverance, Lord, we thank you that where you said two or more shall touch and agree, we shall have what we say. So even as my wife and I agree on these airways, on the internet, Lord, through, hallelujah, through the power of your word, we touch and agree and declare victory over every family in the name of Jesus. Not one more child getting pregnant in the name of Jesus out of wedlock. Not one more young man dropping out of high school before they get educated in their high school diploma. Not one more premature death in the name of Jesus. Not one more going to divorce court. We come against that spirit of divorce and dividing families in this hour. In the name of Jesus, Lord, strengthen your church, strengthen a local church, and strengthen a mega church, and strengthen, Lord, hallelujah, every denomination that is called by your name, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we need you to come into our churches like Pentecost fire again. We need a refreshing, and we need a refilling, and we need new oil and new wine poured into our lives on today. Oh, the enemy is busy. The devil is busy, Lord. So we thank you in the name of Jesus. You said in your word, when the enemy comes in like a flood, that you will raise up a standard in the name of Jesus. You said when we go through the fire and when we go through the flood, we shall not utterly be drowned or burnt up or consumed. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word, Lord, that will not come back void. You said your ways are higher than our ways. Right now, Lord, we want you to challenge our thinking today. We want you to take every thought captive and make it obedient to your word today. You said, hallelujah, that your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Lord, increase our thinking. As our apostle Matthew Tillery wrote a book, Change the Way You Think. Lord, help us to change the way we think on today. Help us through revelation and through your rhema word. Help us through the Logos word, Lord. Create a discipline in your people to go to their Bible daily, because you said, hallelujah, in the times of Joshua, that if he was to meditate on that word day and night, he'll find good. And many people are failing in so many areas of life. Many people are losing in so many areas of life. Many people, Father God, feel like they're not able or equipped or adequate for the task. But the devil is still a liar on today. Oh, I feel God. The devil is still a liar on today. We got the victory. I thank you for longevity in my marriage, and I thank you for longevity in the marketplace, and I thank you for longevity in ministry. And, Lord, you are no respecter of persons. And right now we're calling the multitudes. You said the harvest is plentiful. You said the harvest is plentiful. You said the harvest is plentiful. The harvest was few. And right now my wife and I are praying for laborers, because you said in your word to pray for laborers, to pray for people that won't be spectators, to pray for people that will put their hand to the plow and won't look back, to pray for people that are willing to do ministry. I mean real ministry. To pray for people that won't be murmurers or complainers or whiners, but to pray for people that will walk in agreement with the leadership of new creation, the kingdom church that have been called by your name. You said, my people who are called by God, my name. So we wear the name of the Son of God, that name which has been given above every name. You said every knee shall bow and every knee shall confess that Jesus is Lord. So, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you for being Lord in my wife's life, even as she's commissioned to be a prophet a few days from now. Thank you for being Lord over our children's life in the name of Jesus as they're learning to walk through this thing called life, as they're dealing with their own trials and tribulations and trouble at an early age, as they're trying to find their way through this wicked and corrupt world in the name of Jesus. But you said you've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. So I thank you that my wife and I will stay righteous and fight until the death in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, help us to remain faithful. Help us to be diligent for your word. Help us to find ourselves, Lord, persevering in hard times in the name of Jesus. You said many hearts will wax cold and many people will fall away from the faith. But, Lord, I thank you for New Creation Church. You still have a light hidden in that church. Have a lighthouse in the city of Elizabeth that's lighting the state of New Jersey. You still have a church that is saying, yes, Lord. You still have a remnant that's tearing down principalities and governing spirits. You still have a remnant in the name of Jesus that believe in your word. Hallelujah. So, Lord, I thank you. And we praise you on this side of the victory. We praise you on this side of the warfare. We praise you on this side. In the middle of it. Oh, I feel God. In the middle of trouble. In the middle of us losing our homes during this recession.
Hallelujah.
In the middle of being unemployed for a long season. In the middle of the doctor giving us a bad report. Oh, the devil is a liar. In the middle, Lord, of people walking away from their divine position in you. In the middle, hallelujah, where many, Lord, are turning and being compromised by this world. In the middle of it, we're going to praise you because there's power in our praise. Oh, I feel God. There's power in our praise because the joy of the Lord is our strength. I pray for my brother Greg, and I pray for our son Justin and our daughter Hakita. I'm praying for our daughter Kayla Joy Simmons, and I'm praying for brother Marcus Simmons, our son, our youngest son. I'm praying for our grandchildren, Niella, Sudani, Joshua, and Nairobi. I'm praying for the spiritual children at New Creation Church, Lord. Make a way out of no way, Lord. Give them abundant life in the name of Jesus.
Manifest, thank you, Jesus.
Declare of manifestation and breakthrough and miracles. You said in your word, signs, wonders, and miracles will follow those who believe. So every family that's at New Creation, I speak increase. I speak bonuses right now in the name of Jesus. I speak raises and getting promotions on their job in the name of Jesus. I speak and declare they are homeowners and they are successful entrepreneurs. I speak and declare in the name of Jesus. They have, in the name of Jesus, walked in victory and walked in prosperity. I speak and declare over their lives right now, favor. Oh, I feel God. Divine favor over every member in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord, thank you for
thank
a strong
you,
church that is made up by strong families. And Lord, you said the lost sheep that you're looking for right now, there are some sheep that belong to that sheepfold over at 87 First Street. There are some lost wandering sheep right now, and we call them in because we want to shepherd them. We want to guide them through this thing called life. We want to raise them up, no longer being tossed to and fro as you gave us that vision statement. As you gave us the vision statement, Lord, we're going to edify and we're going to educate and we are going to equip and we are going to empower and we are going to evangelize and we are going to emancipate for the kingdom of God. So, Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
I thank you
thank
for prayer
you,
today. I thank you. Hallelujah. And we are excited about kingdom work. We are excited about ministry. Oh, yes, there's a burden, and sometimes there's a weight. But, Lord, you said every yoke, those of us who get weary and well-doing, coming to you, you'll give us rest. So, Lord, we thank you that we're resting on your word. We thank you that we're resting in the promises of our God. We thank you that we are resting and believing by faith right now. We're walking by faith and not by sight. So, Lord, I thank you for my wife being faithful in the area of prayer. I thank you that you called, Lord, to shepherd the mighty God. I thank you that you raised us up, and we have experienced breakthrough in so many areas of life. But I thank you even for the warfare that we're dealing with in our own personal lives, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the battles that we'll win. I thank you for the battles that already have been won. I thank you for our marriage and the first family at Creation Church, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for every person that's been missing from the on campus or on site, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know their heart. Bend their heart back toward new creation and bend their heart back toward the things of God. And Lord, we're asking because we have not, because we ask not. Lord, we thank you that every need shall be supplied. We thank you that resources have already been given for the vision that you have given us. We thank you for the shelter that's going to house the women that are homeless. We thank you for the men that will learn how to be men and husbands and men of God. We thank you for the children that will value education and family life and family values. We thank you in the name of Jesus for women that will sit at the feet of my wife and learn how to go from being girls to women. We thank you in the name of Jesus for boys going to men. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the baby believer turning into a mature saint of the living God. We thank you in the name of Jesus, everybody who will tune into these archives and this prayer line, that with good a zeal and a fire and a tenacity and a passion for your kingdom. Lord, many have grown lukewarm, but I thank you for the power of prayer that's going to stir up the
Lord,
fire.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Going to stir up the fire. So, Lord, fan the flames. Somebody needs their flame fan.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody's losing momentum, Lord. Somebody's been unemployed and single and lonely for a long time. So somebody's been frustrated with your church.
Yes,
so Lord. Help those looking this way for prayer as I turn it back over to my wife. Help those, Lord, in the time of need. You told us to cry out to you, and you'll be there. So Lord,
hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And we just magnify your name, God. You're just so worthy. We thank you, Lord, for those who have come from near and far, Father God, to partake in this prayer, oh God. We just thank you for their lives, oh God. We thank you for their families, oh God. We thank you for their finances, oh God. We thank you for an increase, oh God, in every area of their lives, Lord, even in their anointing, oh God. We just ask, Father God, you will touch each and every individual, oh God, even as they are gathered in on the phone lines and in the chat room, Lord, for every prayer request that's been submitted, we just ask that you will bless and honor, and we know that you will, oh God, because you have given us your word, and your word will not come back to you void, but it will establish those things for which you have sent it. So even as we close out and continue this prayer, we just ask that you continue to have your way in Jesus' name. At this time, for those of you on the phone line who may need personal prayer, if you press 1, you'll raise your hand and we'll be able to take the call and pray for you individually in this last 15 minutes of prayer. If you need personal prayer, just raise your hand and we will pray for you. Amen. Hallelujah. So, Father, even if they're raising their hands, oh God, we just thank you for those that you have sent from near and far. We thank you for those on the phone lines right now, God. We thank you, Lord, for their families. We pray, Father God, for their children, oh God. You said that great is the peace of their children. You said in your word in Ephesians, oh God, you said in your word, hallelujah, in the book of Isaiah, oh Lord, chapter 44, you said, starting with verse 3, for I will pour water upon him that is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed and my blessing upon thy offspring. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, I am the first and the last, and beside me there is no God. So Lord, I speak that word over the lives of those on the phone line right now, O God, that you right now are pouring water upon every thirsty place, upon every dry place, O God, that you are sending floods into the hearts of your people, O God, and that you're pouring your spirit upon their offspring, upon their seed, O God, and that their blessing, that their offspring is blessed.
Thank you, Lord, for the offspring of those on this prayer line being blessed, for the children, oh God, being blessed, oh God, of New Creation Christian Ministries members, oh God, of Woman to Woman Empowerment Group members, oh God. Thank you for the offspring being blessed, oh God. And we snatch them back from the hands of the devil, oh God, declaring that not one weapon formed against our children shall prosper, but our children shall grow up to be mighty warriors of Christ. So we just thank you, even as we continue to pray, Lord, continue to have your way in the lives of our children. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Area code 252, your hand is raised. God bless you, and welcome to the prayer line on today.
God bless you. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
I'm blessed. I can't complain at all.
Amen. I would like to pray for you. Do you have a prayer request?
Yes, just for I want prayer for guidance and direction.
Uh-huh. What is your name?
Shaquilla.
Shaquilla, S-H-A. Shaquilla, did I say that right? Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah. Guidance and direction. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you. We praise you. Hallelujah. We thank you for Shaquilla, oh God. And we thank you for her calling into the prayer line on today, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life. We thank you for your hand being upon her life and for you leading her into here today by your spirit. Lord, we just ask, Father God, that you would continue to guide her, that you would continue to direct her, that you would continue to show her the way that you would have her to take. Lord, you said that the steps of a good man, the steps of a good woman are ordered by you, oh God. So, Lord, we lift her up to you on today. And, Father God, ask that you will order her steps, oh God. Show her the way, Father God, that you will have her to go. Lead her, oh God, and guide her, oh God, to the house that you will have her to go. And, Lord, plant her, oh God, so that she, can, Father God, can be established in your word, oh God. Lord, you have a work for her to do, oh God. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, that her heart, Father God, is seeking after you, oh God, to find out what it is that you will have for her to do in this season. Lord, to open her eyes, oh God. Open her ears, oh God, so that she can see, so she can hear what it is that you are saying to her, what it is that you are showing her, what it is that you, Father God, are guiding her into in this season in her life. Lord, we remove every hindrance, oh God, from around her, oh God. We remove every hindrance, oh God, and we open up the way, oh God, so that she can continue to walk, Father God, in total liberty, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we remove every obstacle, and ask, Father God, that you will continue, oh God, hallelujah, to, Father God, just take her by the hand, oh God, and guide her and direct her steps, oh God, even as she goes forward, even as she goes forward from this place, oh God, that I declare, Father God, the opening, my God, of the pathway, oh God, the spiritual realm, oh God, that she will be able to see what it is that you're saying to her during this season. So, Lord, I thank you for this woman, servant. I thank you for this woman, oh God, who is seeking your face, who is seeking your way, and I ask that you will continue to guide her and continue to direct her in the path that she should take. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. My God. You know, and even as I was praying for you, I saw a great light. God is saying, I am the light. I am the light. I am the great light. And God is saying, continue to follow me closely because I have been speaking to you. God's been speaking to you, and God has even already given you some answers. He's given you some answers, and you have not. You need confirmation that God is really speaking. And God says, me speaking. He says that my sheep know my voice. And I have been speaking, so continue to follow me even as I speak. God says he's directing you even now. He's directing you. He's directing you here on today, and he's going to continue to direct you. Continue to read your word. And continue to read your word and continue to pray, says the Lord. Continue to put yourself in places where his spirit is moving, because God says he's revealing himself to you during this season. So, Lord, I just thank you for my sister and what you're doing in her life. Continue to use her. Continue to grow her up and nurture her in your word and use her for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for calling, and God bless you. Come back anytime for prayer. God bless you, my sister.
God bless you also. Thank you so much.
Amen. You're welcome. Amen. Hallelujah. Erica 919, you're on the air. God bless you. Your hand was raised. God bless you. Welcome to the prayer line.
Hey, prophetess. This is Nichelle.
God bless you, prophetess Nichelle. What's going on with you today? How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I was calling to ask you if you would pray for my son. I'm in a place of transitioning, and you know how sometimes kids, they need to know everything, you know, and some of the questions that my son has, I can't answer them. But I just kind of get like he's beginning to worry, and I don't want him to do that. You know what I'm saying? Because I know that God is going to work out the situation, but if you would you please pray for him?
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we did you want to give me his name, or you just want
sure,
to
his name is Joshua.
Joshua. Amen. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised and there is none like you. Lord, we pray for Joshua right now. Father God, this woman of God, Prophetess Michelle, we pray for her son right now, oh God, Joshua by name. Oh God, you have called him by name, oh God. And Lord, we just pray, Father God, that you will give him a peace that surpasses all understanding, even as his family, as his mother transitions, oh God, and makes necessary transitions during this time in her life, oh God. Lord, give him not to worry, oh God. Give him a peace, oh God. Let your peace, Father God, begin to envelop his mind, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said that great is the peace of our children. So I speak peace to this woman servant's son, oh God, that he would not worry, that he would, Father God, not grow too quickly, oh God, that you would allow him, Father God, to enjoy the few of his childhood, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let him not lose any sleep. You send ministering angels. We dispatch ministering angels, oh God, even to his bedroom at night, oh God, so that he would begin to sleep, oh God, a sweet slumber, oh God, that he would begin to play and jump and laugh, oh God, and enjoy his childhood without worrying about his mother, without worrying about circumstances, without worrying. Give him, Father God, even the ability to trust you, even at a young age, oh God. Give him, Father God, faith. Increase a measure of faith, even in his young life, oh God, and allow him to, Father God, to walk, even, Father God, as Joshua stayed in the tabernacle, oh God, when Moses met with you face to face, oh God. Allow this young Joshua, oh God, to stay, Father God, in the tabernacle of your peace. That hide him, oh God, even as you reveal your glory to his mother. Even as you reveal your glory to his mother, oh God, as you hide your mother, his mother, she stands on the rock and you hide her in the cliff. Even as you reveal your glory to his mother, as your glory passes by and you cover her with your hand, oh God, and as Joshua is in the tabernacle, allow him to have peace, oh God, as peace that surpasses all understanding, as you gave to young Joshua, as you allowed him, Father God, to grow up under the mantle of Moses. So even, Lord, now we speak peace to his young mind. We speak peace to his young heart. Lord, we speak provision, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for provision even in his household, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for provision in the life of his mother. We thank you, Lord, even as she transitions, oh God, that you will give her a peace that surpasses all understanding, that you will give her not to worry, oh God, that you, Father God, will continue, Father God, to allow her to walk by faith and not by sight, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you for what you're doing in this woman's servant's household in her life, that even this season that she must walk through, oh God, that the devil may have meant it for evil, but God, you are turning it around for your good. So, Lord, I bless this woman servant's household. We bless her son. We bless, Father God, her finances. We bless her ministry, oh God. We bless everything that she touches, everything that she puts her hands to. And Lord, you said in your word that if she delights herself in you, oh God, that she will prosper in all that she does. So we speak that word over her life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. Hallelujah. It is done. It is done. Great is the peace of your child. And God is already working things out on your behalf. As you transition, God says he has you covered in the hard place. He said, but you must transition. I just hear God saying this is something, a season in your life that must take place. So God bless you, prophetess, and continue to trust and believe in God, as I know you will.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God is just so good, and he's so worthy to be praised. And even as we close out this prayer, we just thank God for all of you who have tuned in for prayer. Amen. Because the prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective. Amen. And God just wanted me just to speak this scripture, Pastor Anthony. God gave me the scripture. And I want you all to know we'll be launching our noonday service on Wednesdays online right here at this particular blogtalkradio.com/power. Every Wednesday we will be having a one-hour service, a lunchtime service, and we will be launching that soon. I have jury duty tomorrow, but the Lord put that upon my heart at the same time that he put it on my heart to pray. Because there is a prayer, listen, when the saints pray, the yokes are destroyed. The anointing increases. Even if you just come and sit up under this prayer and touch and agree with us in the spirit realm, God's doing something in your life. If you never receive a personal prayer, if you never receive a prophetic word, know that God is doing something in your life. The prayer is enough. God is saying that the prayer that we do for this 1 hour is going to be enough. And I'm going to read the scripture, Ephesians chapter 3, starting with verse 10. Amen. And I'm going to read 10 through 21 so you can write that down and meditate on this scripture for the rest of the day. And it reads, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, this is my prayer, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. And Father, we just thank you for that scripture. We thank you for your word, which is being spoken in the international realms. We thank you, Lord, and we declare this word over your people, O God, that they would know you, O God, that they would know you in the fullness of your power, that they would know you in the fullness of your might. I pray for every person under the sound of my voice, O God, that every yoke in their lives would be destroyed, that every need in their lives would be fulfilled, according to your glorious riches by Christ Jesus. I pray right now, Lord, that they would be rooted and grounded in love, O God, and be able to comprehend, O God, the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height of your power, the height of your love, the height of your purpose over their lives, O God, that they would know the love of Christ, O God, which passes knowledge and all understanding, that they would be filled to the utmost with your fullness, O God. I cast out every demonic spirit, O God, that will be trying to take up residence in the lives and hearts of your people and declare that they are free, loosed in the name of Jesus to walk in the fullness of your power according to the power that works in us, O God. To you be the glory. To you be the power, O God. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for what you're doing in the lives of your people that are making themselves available to this prayer line. To any prayer that's going forth on this prayer line that is assigned and is sealed and it is established in the lives of your people, I pray and we pray, O God, and we declare, O God, that not one word that's been prayed over this prayer line, not one word, O God, that has been spoken, not one scripture that's been read, not one prophecy will fall to the ground. And we thank you, Lord, and we declare it done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Anthony, we have 3 minutes. I don't know if you have anything before we go off the air.
I don't know if that young lady is listening that called for guidance, but
yes.
God just told me to tell her to go to Proverbs 3 and meditate
yes.
on that scripture. Trust it in the Lord with all your heart, leaning not into your own understanding. All your ways acknowledge him. He'll direct your path. Get that
yeah.
down in your spirit along with Psalm 37. Just meditate on those two. I pray that you're in a church sitting under a word because direction is going to come as you sit under the preached word. But in this season, as Pastor said, fill your mind and your eyes with the Bible, with the word of God, and sit up under sound doctrine and watch what God do as far as guiding your life.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. God will do it. Proverbs 3, that's verses 5 through 7. Actually, go ahead and read that whole Proverbs. And then also, like Pastor Ify says, Psalms 37. So I would ask you to just obey God and get that word. That's the word. He wants you to meditate on that word for this season. Amen. Our sister Tina Lane, God bless you. We have lifted you up. We definitely have lifted up your mom in prayer. And we just thank you because we know that God is a healer and it's already done. I want to say happy birthday to Sister Tina Lane. Amen. Hallelujah. Happy birthday to you today. You're a blessing to the kingdom of God, and may God continually bless you. Amen. Well, that's it for today's prayer. To God, I'm being obedient. Listen, obedience is better than sacrifice. We're being obedient. God told us to come here, open up the prayer line for 1 hour. Amen. So we're being obedient to the Spirit of God. We're opening up the prayer line for 1 hour. And again, on next Wednesday, prayerfully, we will start next Wednesday, our noonday service right here on Blog Talk Radio. You'll be able to make offerings. You'll be able to sow into this ministry. You'll be able to be a part of our online campus. I've been trying to not do this, but God has told me to do it because there are a lot of people out there who don't have a pastor. So we're going to be your interim pastors. Amen. We will be your interim pastor. Some of you are looking for a place to tithe. So until you find a local assembly, we are willing to do that, to have that noonday service. And more than that, we're being obedient. So we're just asking you to seek the Lord's face and see what God will say to you pertaining to that. So God bless you. We'll be right back here tomorrow at 12 noon. You can submit your prayer request on Facebook to my inbox, or you can always come into our chat room, or you can email me at powerintheword1@yahoo.com, and I will get that prayer request and make sure that we are praying. Listen, 1 hour. Just join us for 1 hour of prayer every day except for Wednesday, and on Wednesday we'll have service, and we guarantee you God's going to do something miraculous in your life. So God bless you. I'm going to play a song here as we go, but go in peace and serve the Lord, knowing that God loves you, and so do I. We just want you to do what God wants you to do, and that's believe. God bless you. We love you.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire. Point where you're you can't even pray for yourself. But today, I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now, we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you.
About your future.